Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan. Now, on the line, I have Paul O'Brien, and he's from Bank of Ireland's Group Security. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How's it going?
Not too bad at all, and I hope you're not feeling too cold out there this morning. I'm in here in a lovely warm office.
No, I'm well wrapped up, working from home like lots of people, Michael, but well wrapped up, so not too bad this morning.
Good man yourself. Now, Paul, just as you say, you're working from home. With the current situation with the pandemic going on, a lot of more people are staying at home. There's less people out in the city going around the shops, in the sales and so forth. So a lot of us are doing a lot of our shopping online. Tell us, how do we stay safe online?
You're right, Michael. There's online shopping was always a big thing, obviously, but even more so now. And I suppose lots of people who maybe wouldn't have done as much of their shopping online are doing it. So I think the main thing that I want to put across to people is don't worry. So online shopping, online banking, absolutely safe. But like anything, you need to keep yourself safe, and there's a few things you need to remember, and they're simple things, Michael. So for example, you know, if there's a particular shopping site you want to go to, use the ones you know. So there's lots of very, very well known, you know, big international sites. There's lots of very well known local sites. Even some of the local shops around the place, a lot of them these days would have something online. But go somewhere you know. So be careful. If it's something you haven't heard of, keep away from it. If you are going to a shopping site, if you're going to the website, type the web address into your browser yourself, or, you know, find it through a reputable search engine, so your Googles and your Bings. Be careful if you see a link popping up somewhere on another website or on an email. As I said, make sure that you're buying from reputable places, so places you know yourself from your own experience, or other people have used it. And if it's not well known, do a bit of research and look for reviews and look for people who have used it before, rather than necessarily just trusting what it might say on the website itself. But in general, it's really just around that, no more than we would be in kind of the real world. Just be careful, and just, you know, if something is too good to be true or looks too good to be true, it probably is. So just be careful, mind yourself, make sure you know where you are, make sure you know the site that you're shopping on, and you'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah, I've noticed on Facebook, you'll often see them, the you know, ads come up, and how tremendous prices, you know, that they're offering you, you know, giveaways, a closing down sale, or a liquidation sale, and we're selling these shirts or whatever they are that normally €120, we're selling them for €10. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, and I even found it myself, Michael. I was scrolling through Facebook last night, and something came up, and I went, and it was a well-known brand of clothes, but the site that it was on, I'd never heard of. And I had to catch myself and go, hang on now, would you look at what you're doing, or listen to your own advice. If something that's been sold, you know, if you find the latest pair of, you know, I don't know, runners, Nike, Adidas, whatever they are, and they've been sold for a tenner, chances are they aren't the real thing, you know, and lots of places will have very good sales, but there'll be the places you know, there'll be the Elvries and the Lifestyles and the places like that. So go directly to the site and just, as I said, don't be caught by those ads that pop up as you're scrolling along on Facebook or on social media.
Yeah, it's similar to if you go to a car boot sale, and the fella down the back, and he has these brand new boxes with Nike runners in them, and he's selling them for a tenner, they've either been robbed or they're just a knockoff version.
Yeah, and it's funny, Michael, we're much more careful in real life than we are when we're online, and for whatever reason we're more likely to take a chance on something if we're on a website. Now, on the one hand, you might say, well, look, what harm if I pay a tenner or 20 quid? I know maybe I'm not going to get the real thing, but that's all it's going to cost me. Unfortunately, it might not be all it's going to cost you, because you might be using, say, your credit card or your debit card on a fake site, and it might be that it ends up costing you an awful lot more than the tenner that you actually pay. So it's as much for that that we'd be saying to people to be careful as it is of the actual thing itself that you're buying. It's be careful of where you're giving your details, be those, you know, credit card, debit card details, or even your own personal details. Again, it's just being careful about where you're putting that information out into the world.
And is that a thing that maybe we should be using the likes of PayPal or other online ways of payment, rather than giving out our credit card numbers to sites that we may not know, or even to genuine sites but who can be hacked and so forth? Should we be using these online payment facilities?
I would always be careful, Michael, and I would be very conscious of where I was giving my card details. Now, personally, I'd be absolutely fine with, again, any reputable site. You're absolutely fine if you're using your credit or debit card on those. My own personal preference, I wouldn't save the details on the site. I just use them. And I know it can be convenient sometimes when they say, you know, do you want to save all these details for using them in future? I wouldn't. Now, that's just a personal preference. I, you know, put up with the fact that I have to type it in every time I go to the site, rather than saving it somewhere where, you know, you don't completely know how secure it is or how it's been saved. But using your credit card or your debit card online is absolutely safe, as are some of those things that you mentioned, you know, the PayPals and things like that. Again, very safe to be using those things online. But again, I keep coming back to the same point. Just be careful of where you are and make sure you know where you're shopping. You know, you go to those reputable websites that either you know yourself or somebody else has used, be they some of the bigger sites or some local places that you know, you'll be absolutely fine.
And other things that we should be looking out for when we're shopping online, tell us about, you know, if we're out and about and we're maybe using a Wi-Fi network that we don't know.
Yeah, I'd be very, very careful of any public Wi-Fi network. Completely fine, you know, if you're having a cup of coffee somewhere, if you want to scroll through your Facebook or your Instagram, there's no problem with doing that. But I would never use a public Wi-Fi for something like online shopping, where you're giving those personal information or your banking information, or I'd never use it, say, to check your bank account online. It's really just because you don't know how secure those networks are. As I said, no problem at all if you just want to scroll through your Instagram feed or check the local news or whatever, but I would never use a public Wi-Fi for anything where I was using confidential information. Stick to your home Wi-Fi where it's secure, you know what your password is yourself. Or if you are out and about and you do want to do something like that, just use your normal 4G on your phone rather than using those Wi-Fis where you're not completely sure of how secure they are.
And now, getting a little away from the shopping online, a lot of us are getting, and I know I've got quite a few of these text messages and phone calls,
sure,
from strange numbers, shall we say. And I shouldn't say strange numbers. Sometimes they look like they are numbers from the Irish networks,
yeah,
and things like that. And sometimes they may be asking you, would you be interested in buying shares or getting into that sort of thing? Or they can be saying that that the revenue are after you and you need to give us your number, your credit card number now. What about these things?
So two varieties, Michael, that were worth mentioning. As you said, phone calls and text messages. A couple of things may be worth pointing out. The first one is, as you said, it will often look like it's coming from a genuine number, either a local number, you know, an 01 number, a 087 number, or even sometimes it can look like it's coming from a number that you recognize. It's unfortunately really, really easy to spoof that. So I would always be careful. Just because something comes up in your caller display or something pops into a text message pops into a genuine thread of messages, absolutely doesn't mean that it's real. As I said, unfortunately, it's very easy to make that phone call look like it's coming from a genuine number, or make that text message drop into a thread of genuine text messages. And that can even be, as you said, it can be something like revenue. It can be from, look like it's coming from your bank. Going back to the online shopping, with so many of us waiting for deliveries, it can look like it's coming from a delivery company, you know, a DHL or a UPS, or it can look like it's coming from Unpost. The important thing to remember is that these messages and phone calls, there's thousands and thousands of them happening. The people who are sending them know absolutely nothing about you. So as long as you don't engage with the phone call, don't engage with the text message, don't give away any of your details, you're completely safe. They're sending them out in huge volume, and they're sending them out randomly, and they're just hoping that, you know, 1 in 10, 1 in 100, whatever it is, will click the link in the message or will answer the phone call and will give away some of those details. Sometimes people can maybe get a little bit hung up on, you know, what should I be looking out for, or is it, you know, the spelling in the message or the grammar? I'd say to people, don't worry about that. From a Bank of Ireland perspective, we will never, ever, ever send you a text with a link to a website that asks you for your banking details. So if you get a text like that, it is always fraudulent, no matter what it says. And even, as I said, if it comes into a thread of genuine messages, if you remember that, you'll be absolutely fine and you'll be completely safe. So no matter what it says, you know, and they will try and make it sound scary. They'll say that your account is blocked, or, you know, there's a big transaction having gone through. Don't worry about that. If you get a text that looks like it's coming from Bank of Ireland, and it has a link in the text that's asking you to go to a website and give your online banking details, it is definitely fraudulent. As I said, no matter what it says, and even if it lands into a thread of previous genuine messages, if you ignore it and delete it, you're completely safe and you've nothing to worry about.
Yeah, many, many years ago when I started working, I was working in retail, and I remember my boss turning around to me when he was asking me to, he'd be going out and he'd be asking me to take in deliveries at the back door. And he used to say to me, just remember, he says, when you're taking in a delivery at the back door, he says, it's, and you're signing for something, it's like you're signing a check, my checkbook for me.
Yeah.
And I always, and it stuck in my mind, and I always consider any time I give out a credit card number or I'm dealing with anybody online or anything like that, I always think of it as, it's cash in my hand. Would I hand this person cash?
Yeah, actually, you're completely right, Michael. Note. Yeah, and it's that thing of, we're sometimes we're a little bit less careful when we're online than we are in real life. But it's also the bit that you said there, that your card number and your online banking PIN, they're only to get into your account or to pay money out of your account. So if somebody tells you some story that's anything other than that, they're fraudsters, you know, because the only reason why you need your PIN to your online banking account is to either to log into your account or to make a payment out of your account. If somebody spins you a story about how it's to cancel a transaction, or it's because, go back to your example, that, you know, the revenue are after you, and you know, unless you pay this money now, you're going to jail, it's rubbish. You know, it's completely fraudulent. So I know it's easy for us to say when we're just having a chat, and, you know, and it's sort of, we can have a kind of nice calm chat at quarter to 11 on a Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning, I don't know what day it is at this stage. But what the fraudsters are dependent on is they'll catch you out sometime when you're running around or you're busy, and it'll be that sense of urgency and that sense of, you know, you have to do this now. Don't get caught up by it. Take a couple of seconds. If you get the text message, if you get the phone call, go and have a cup of tea, come back, and you know, if you stop and think about it, you go, hang on a second, my banker never got to ask me for this, or, you know, yes, I know I'm waiting for a parcel to be delivered, but Unpost aren't going to send me a text message looking for, as I saw one the other day, looking for, I think it was $1.67 in customs charges. But really what the person person wanted you to do was click the link and give them your card details. So stop and think, as I said, when these messages land, the person who sent them to you knows absolutely nothing about you. They've just sent it on spec to literally hundreds or if not thousands of phone numbers. So if you just delete the text, don't answer the call, you're absolutely fine and you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you're so right. When dealing online, you know, giving out your card number, or even when you're about to purchase something, it's, you know, just stand back, take a minute, think about it. Do I actually need it? Should I actually be giving out my card number? You know, it's always just a great idea just to take that extra minute to say, is this the right thing I'm doing?
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Just take a couple of seconds, have a cup of tea. You know, don't get, never ever get pressured into anything. And that's, again, what a fraudster is depending on, that they're going to pressure you, they're going to make you sound like something is urgent, that you have to do this now, or if you don't, you know, those phone calls that say they're from the revenue or they're from, for some reason, people were saying they were from the Department of Social Protection and there was a problem and you were about to be arrested. And when you get the call, it can catch you on the hop and it can make you think. And even if you're sort of half thinking, I'm not sure, is this real, you can be pressured into giving away some information. Whereas if you stop and go, hang on a second, you know, the Department of Social Protection are never going to phone me. Why would the Department of Social Protection ever be phoning me telling me I'm about to be arrested because there's some problem with my PPS number? And when you stop and think about it, it's very obvious that it's not real. But don't be pressured, don't give away that information. And going back to the text messages, you know, your bank will never ever send you a text with a link to a website that asks you for those details. So if you get a text like that, it is definitely fraudulent. As I said, no matter what it says, and even if it looks like it's come from your bank, it's definitely not. So don't worry about it. Delete the text and you'll keep yourself completely safe.
Paul, I'm after taking up a huge amount of your time. Thank you very much for coming on and telling us how to stay that little bit safer online. And you're so right in what you're saying, just being careful what you're saying. I know I made a big boo-boo with these people who phone up trying to sell investments and things like that. I had a habit of, from work, of when I answer a phone to say, you know, hello, Michael speaking. And just from me saying, Michael speaking, every time I get a call from one of these people now, they ask, is that Michael?
Yeah, that's it. And they'll use things like that, Michael, and even something simple like, you know, if you think about it, in the country, just with the nature of the way the place is, if you phone a random Irish mobile number, there's a reasonable chance you're going to get somebody who has an account, say, in Bank of Ireland or AIB. So they'll, you know, these people are professionals, I don't want to give them too much credit, but they know what they're doing, so they'll sort of manoeuvre you into giving away what bank you're with, but then they'll start talking to you and it'll be like they're from that bank. And it's only, again, if you stop and think, you'll go, actually, I told them rather than the other way around. Or another very simple one, you know, all of the, you know, everybody who has a Bank of Ireland debit card, the first couple of numbers are the same of the long number. Now that's just the way debit cards and credit cards work. It's the same for every bank all over the world. But somebody might phone you and go, Michael, I'm from Bank of Ireland, I just want to validate some details with you, so I'm going to give you the first few numbers of your card so that you know that I'm genuine. And they tell you, well, your card starts with 4319, and you look at your card and go, yeah, okay, that's correct, so they must be genuine. Every Bank of Ireland debit card starts with 4319. You know, and every AIB and PTSB, and they'll all start with the same couple of numbers, and it's just the way those numbers work. That's how the sort of card gets designated. It's a bit after that, that's the confidential bit. But they'll use things like that, and as you said, the fact that they'll know there's a Michael on the other end of this number, they'll use that to try and make themselves sound genuine. So again, go back to it's about that bit of stop, have a think, be careful. Never giving away those confidential details unless you're absolutely sure who you're talking to. And look, if it is, you know, a genuine organisation, absolutely fine to say, look, I'm a bit wary. I'm going to hang up and I'll call you back. And the person on the other end, if they are genuine, will be absolutely fine with that. You know, and you phone them back, obviously not on the number that they give you. You go off and you have a quick look on the website and you find the genuine number and you phone. And, you know, as I said, if it's a genuine person on the other end of the phone, they'll be completely fine with that.
Paul, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure.
No problem, Michael. Happy to do it.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Now, there we go. That was Paul O'Brien, and he is from Bank of Ireland's security group, security. And he was just telling us how to be that little bit more safe online.